This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
The mayor of Philadelphia says we don't want illegal immigrants coming to our city, but we do want them. But either way, it's inhumane or something. I don't really quite get it. A congresswoman moves to prevent spying on presidential candidates. And yes, I know it's true, and you're surprised by this, but a lot of people think Julian Assange is a victim here. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli and Facebook.com/Zioli Show, where you can see a picture of me and Patrick from our day at the Hate Chicken. You can like the page while you're there, please. I just want to remind you, you know, we've talked a lot about Julian Assange. We've talked a lot about Bill Barr, the attorney general. We've talked a lot about spying. We've talked a lot about the Mueller report. All of these issues will be discussed with Governor Chris Christie next week when he's my guest for our next speaker series event. Thursday night, April 18th. You come, me and the gov on stage, we're going to talk about a lot of these things. Because, you know, Christie was one of the candidates for attorney general. He still could wind up being attorney general someday. And he's going to have a lot to say on the Mueller report. By then, it could even be public, which is great. So you definitely want to join us for that. You want to be there for this. It's in Collingswood, New Jersey, at the historic Scottish Rite. You can just go to 1210wphg.com/speaker series and get your ticket. 1210wphg.com/speaker series. Love the guy, hate the guy. It's going to be an amazing night. Lots and lots of entertaining conversation. I promise you that. Believe me, I've known Christie for a long time. We've had a bit of a complex relationship, but the one thing I can tell you is that he is a guy who brings the thunder to things like this. You're not going to be bored. I promise you. So come out and see us for that, all right? 1210wphg.com/speaker series. Get your ticket now. Now, here's the deal. The mayor of Philadelphia today went after the president because the president said, hey, maybe I'll send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, which I think is it's one of those things the president says he's not really going to do it, but he says it. And of course, the reaction from the left is, how dare he? Which doesn't make any sense because you would think that the left would turn around and go, great, we'll take him. But that's not what they're doing because the reflexive action is, oh, he's for it? Well, then I'm against it. Trump's for it? I'm against it. So as the president talked about sending illegal immigrants to places like Philadelphia, which is a sanctuary city, the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, came out and said, I'll take as many as he wants, but this guy has no soul. This guy has no heart. Why? What? I don't understand. Wouldn't you want people coming to your city, Mr. Mayor? Isn't that what you'd want? I mean, I think that that's a nice thing to do, right? Send them to Philadelphia. Take care of them. I mean, after all, as a sanctuary city, Philly can host them, right? I mean, you've hosted a lot of things in the past. Can't you host tens of thousands of illegal immigrants? Kenny calls the White House plan mean-spirited. Now, think about that. The White House wants to send illegal immigrants to places like Philadelphia. And the mayor of Philadelphia says it is mean-spirited to send people here to our city. What kind of logic is that? That's what Jim Kenney says. This is mean-spirited. And of course, he went after the president for being racist. So when the White House said that Trump was reportedly considering releasing detainees to sanctuary cities to retaliate against political critics, the mayor of Philadelphia says, I'm not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken as many as we could take. Hey, wait a second. You're saying sending people to Philadelphia is treating them like they're not human? This is your city. What a spokesman for the city you are. Anyone who comes here is not human. If you come to Philadelphia, I got a bus trip. I guess they treat kids like they're not human. They send them to Philadelphia. This is a little bit of the mayor, courtesy of KYW.
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken as many as we could take. I'm an American of Irish descent, and they treated the Irish just like they're treating these Central Americans and Mexicans and every other people of color who are coming from other parts of the world.
Well, then take them. Take them in. In fact, Jim Kenney should march to Washington and demand that they come to Philadelphia. Bring them in. Open up the stadiums. The one that the football games are played at. Put him there. Let him hang out. What are you doing? Come on. Jim Kenney should right now have a candlelight vigil so that they send the illegal immigrants here. You want them? You got them. Take as many. He goes, I'll take as many as they want to send me. Really? Really, Jim? Because I might have to call BS on that, Mr. Mayor. I think my BS detector's up on that. Because if you want to take them, take them. Send buses down to the border and load them up and bring them back to Philly, right? Get, you know, send some hoagies down there and lure them. Pretzels, why not? But I don't think you really want them, do you? No, you really don't want them. Because if you wanted them, you'd take them. But you don't want them. Because it's inhumane. How dare they send people to Philadelphia? You're the mayor of the city saying the plan to send people to your city is inhumane. How dare they treat people like by sending them to Philadelphia? This city's a hellhole. I know. I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of Hellville. You can't treat people like human beings if you're going to send them to my city. Place is a dump. Look around you. Since I've been mayor, it's dirty. The parks are unsafe. It's litter everywhere. Soda's taxed. I wouldn't send anybody here. What kind of a monster is this? They treat human beings like they're not human, so I'm not surprised. You're not, how, yeah, the Trump, Mr. President, what do you want to do to these people? I don't think they're human. They're scum, so send them to Philly.
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken as many as we could take. I'm an American of Irish.
Wait. If you're not surprised he was going to send them, they treat human beings like they're not human because they were going to send them to Philadelphia. What does that say about you as the spokesman for Visit Philly? Come to Philly. It's horrible here. We wouldn't even... Sending illegal immigrants here that is a war crime. But come visit our city anyway. Great hotels and the food is terrific and the restaurants. If the president wants to send them here, that is barbaric. The other city he wanted to send them to is San Francisco. Which, to be fair to illegal immigrants, I mean, they do have a poop problem in San Francisco, so that would be kind of mean to them. What was the reaction to San Francisco? How dare he? What kind of a monster is this to send him to San Francisco? They'd have to learn how to ride the cable car, eat rice-a-roni. What's with this guy? No, instead of these Democrats of sanctuary cities turning around and going, all right, we're in. Send them. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. We'll take them. They all come out and denounce the president as a monster for thinking of doing this. What does that tell you? It's the old saying, you know, if Trump's for it, they're against it. They're just against it. So they're against it. That's it. They're just against it. I mean, we have the All-Star game coming here in 2026. Is baseball treating those players like they're not human for sending them to Philadelphia? That's what I want to know. That's what the mayor should say on Tuesday. By the way, we're going to the game on Tuesday. We're going to be there for the press conference. I am sure the mayor will come on the show. I've invited him. He has an open invitation. Mayor Kenny, you can come on. I'm on 3 to 6. You can be on the entire 3 to 6 if you want. Well, turn the show over to the mayor.
No, I don't. I'm going to have to.
You're going to override that?
I'm going to override that. That's not good radio.
I say, Mayor Kenny, if you want to host the show on Tuesday.
No.
Come on in.
We're still in a ratings game here.
At this point, does it really matter, Greg? I want to send Dawn in to go see if she can seduce the mayor into coming on the show. Let me be very clear. Into coming on the show. Dawn, can you seduce the mayor into coming on the show?
Oh, sure.
Mayor Kenny, I have a First Amendment right to interview you. Why won't you come on the show? Are you chicken? Bark, 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 bark. Mr. Mayor, are you chicken? Bark, bark. Come on. What are you afraid of? You have a police detail. What do you think? Because nothing's going to happen to you. I'm a peaceful man. This is the only army can protect you if that's what you're worried about. You worried about that? Don't be worried.
That's a good idea.
We guarantee your safety. In fact, we'll go to a neutral place, all right? And we'll go and we'll guarantee your safety. You'll be on my territory, all right? Just like Sal in The Godfather. Come on, Mayor, work with me here. But he won't come on, will he? I'll be there Tuesday for the big announcement that Major League Baseball is treating baseball players like they're not human by sending them to Philadelphia. Kind of a monster is the baseball commissioner. And why are we allowing this to happen?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken as many as
you send them to Philadelphia. That's like the worst thing you can do to somebody. It's the worst thing you can do. Let's face it, our cheesesteaks are overrated and the pretzels here are too crispy.
Yeah.
What kind of a monster would send anybody to this city? We got duck problems in the lakes, something. The rivers stink. Jim Kenny, visit Philly. You're like the worst. You're the worst advertisement for Philadelphia in the world. In the world. Mr. Mayor, what do you think of the president's plan to send people to Philadelphia? Not surprised. He doesn't treat people like people. Treats them like subhumans. So why would that shock me? Oh, man. I love it. That should be a new billboard. Welcome to Philly, you subhuman people.
Would you like to ask Mayor?
Yeah, let me ask. Greg, this is a great. Let me ask the mayor here. Mayor Kenny. Hi, Rich Zioli from WPHT. Mayor, have you heard about the president's plan to send illegal immigrants to Philadelphia?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken
Mr. Mayor, I have a follow up question for you, Mr. Mayor. Have you heard about the president's plan to send children and mothers to Philadelphia, Mr. Mayor? Any comments on that?
I'm an American of Irish descent, and they treated the Irish.
Yeah. All right. So let's try it again. Mr. President, Mr. Mayor, have you heard about the president's plan to send women and children to Philadelphia?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken...
Now, just stop it right there. That's the thing, Greg. Just that. Normally, we're on the same wavelength, Dawn, but it's Friday, and Greg's had a long week. So, all right, let's try one more time. Ready?
Okay.
We're going to get this right now. Ready? One more time. Hi, Mr. Mayor. Rich Zioli from WPHT. Mr. Mayor, have you heard about the president's plan to send illegal immigrants who are here seeking sanctuary, instead of leaving them in Mexico, where they could be killed, or Guatemala or El Salvador, he wants to send them to Philadelphia, Mr. Mayor. Any comments?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
Well, that's...
Fourth time was the charm.
That's it. Fourth time was the charm. You nailed it, Greg.
Sorry.
Nailed it. I love this game. He just has the same answer over and over again. Mr. Mayor, have you heard the president wants to send women and children who are fleeing violence of Guatemala and El Salvador, instead of kicking them out of the country and sending them back to Guatemala and El Salvador, he wants to send them to your city of Philadelphia. Mr. Mayor, Mayor Kenny, any comments?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
Visit Philly. Hashtag visit Philly. I mean... I can't wait to have him on the show Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
We should have him on the show whether he comes on the show or not.
just cut him up and
just take audio of Jim Kenny and we'll make the questions and just have him answer.
Yeah. That actually is more entertaining, I think, than actually having him on the show.
It'd be way more entertaining than having the mayor on and just dodging my questions the entire time. This brought to you by Visit Philly. Jim Kenny, ambassador to Philadelphia. Oh, did you see the new Star Wars teaser trailer today?
No.
Came out. Oh, you should watch it.
Ooh.
Looks good. And they screwed up the last one. Hopefully they don't screw this one up too. Looks good though. This is a big year because the Game of Thrones finale is Sunday night. I mean, yes. Not the start of the finale. Final season is Sunday night. And then, which is, you call that what now, that show?
Death and Boobies, that's their theme song.
That's right.
Can you play the theme song?
Can you play the theme song,
yeah,
Greg, please?
Yes, hang on.
whenever you get a chance, Greg.
No, I didn't know you were going to this.
Take your time.
What is
we're
this?
All, we'll wait.
What is this about?
We'll all wait.
This is Maisie.
Go ahead. Ready? Go ahead, sing.
Death and Boobies, Death and Boobies, Death and Boobies.
Thank you. It's just two words.
This is, yes.
Three words. Death and Boobies. That's Sunday night on HBO. But HBO just put out a statement. Can I read this to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, they said, the premiere of Game of Thrones will be postponed 1 week.
No, it won't.
because of the 60 Minutes Leslie Stahl Nancy Pelosi interview. HBO is very concerned that the Leslie Stahl Nancy Pelosi interview will draw everyone, a billion people away from Game of Thrones to watch that.
Well, they're conceding. They can't compete.
They cannot compete. They've acknowledged as much.
Big news. Breaking news here.
They say, here we go, HBO. We know Game of Thrones might be the most popular show in decades and a billion people, but Leslie Stahl, Nancy Pelosi, you can't compete with that.
I'm out.
I'm out. That's it. So now that'll be moved. This is also the year of the last Avengers movie, Marvel, ending the Avengers, at least in its current form. Yes, Greg.
No, I just read that the Avengers, the pre-sale for the Avengers has already topped. It was Star Wars was the biggest one, and this has already topped that. So they're thinking that this is going to be the biggest movie of.
I believe it.
All
really?
Time.
Wow.
Yes.
I bought my tickets to see the Avengers already.
I know. And I think a lot of Zioli Army members did the same thing. And
I tried to buy it on the air, but then my credit card was declined. But then I did wind up buying it later.
Why was it declined?
Apparently you have to pay it.
Yeah, it's...
Well, that's something. I should have got the memo on. Now, let's see here. I'm excited for that, too. I think it's going to be a good year for movies. You like going to the movie tavern, right, Dawn?
Yes.
You like doing that? That's a place where you can drink while you watch movies, right?
Yeah. And eat. They serve you.
I love
it's restaurant food.
I think it's so great. I love that. We should do more of that in life. My problem, though, is that sometimes when I'm drinking in the movie, I don't remember the movie. I kind of forget.
We'll just have one glass.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I agree with you on that point. let's see here. We have some other audio for you. By the way, this is the teaser for the Leslie Stahl, Nancy Pelosi Sunday night extravaganza. This is CBS's Leslie Stahl calling it right up the middle about the vampiric one, cut 9.
You know, there were many people who thought, you know, her time is done. Maybe it's time for new blood, young blood. She has certainly shut all of that down.
She did. And you know what? Strangely, President Trump was the one who gave her that opportunity. Because remember that meeting in the Oval Office, Major? I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And she stood up to him and walked out in that orange coat, and her image was changed on a dime. But the public, I think they knew how tough she was in Congress, but this was a moment that was transforming. And you know something, she is a very strong person, and stronger than I think we realized. The public.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, because she, look, just watch how she stood up to me in this interview. Whatever I asked, I was just
swatted
down in a nice way. That's the other thing about her. She's both powerful and she's very feminine. She dresses like a girl, like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in a way, wants to show everybody that you can be steely tough and feminine, and there's no contradiction there. They're the same thing, and she's going to show you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your choices are you can watch about the White Walkers.
Yes.
To the undead.
Yes.
Or you could watch Nancy Pelosi. It's also the undead. So they have two competing shows Sunday night.
Yeah, I just think they sat around and said, well, what are we going to air against Game of Thrones? I really mean it. I think they, they wouldn't have put the Stormy, they wouldn't have put the Stormy Daniels interview that night.
Right.
Whatever. So it kind of, to me, it says something.
It says they don't give a damn about ratings. They know they can't compete.
Yeah.
Or is it, Dawn, they said, not everybody's into the White Walkers, but they do want an undead, terrifying, you know what I mean? So a vampiric interview would be a home run for us.
It's not going to be as gory and graphic as Game of Thrones. So this is for people who like the undead, but not...
But don't want the gore and the graphic and the boobies. They don't want the boobies. The death they want, but not the boobies. So if you want the death, you go to the CBS Leslie Stahl interview. See?
By the way, that's Maisie Williams, who plays Arya. She's the one who said that's what the song is.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I just want to give attribution there.
No, you should, because I know she listens.
She's a big Zioli Arya fan.
Jon Snow. Jon Snow's a big Zioli fan.
Jon Snow?
Yes. That's true. He's a huge fan, like Game of Thrones. Also, that dragon loves my show.
He's a P1, I heard.
The dragon's a P1, yeah. Or what's his name? Igor? Ergeron? What's his name? By the way, the Michael Avenatti, this guy's had a good week. I'll tell you, Michael Avenatti. Do you remember, speaking of Stormy Daniels, you remember Michael Avenatti was at one point the next president of the United States of America?
Can you believe that? Doesn't that seem like a decade ago?
It does, with the news cycle.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Michael Avenatti would be president of the license plate club in prison.
Exactly.
You know, he'll be coaching people on how to make a good license plate. He's a very talented guy.
Well, they get the Al Capone and Avenatti. They, you know, it's all about the IRS.
They always get you in the end, right? Yeah. Now, this is a little montage of the media when they loved Michael Avenatti as the next great hope to stop Donald Trump. Take a listen.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
Scott Mutchum says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti. And Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating. Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite in there was Lawrence O'Donnell. Crazy Larry. He made an appearance in there.
He did.
Crazy Larry O'Donnell.
Calling here, that being a...
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti. And Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Stop. Donald Trump is terrified.
Amazing. So that's Michael Avenatti. He's had a great week, Michael Avenatti.
Wow.
Terrifying. Terrifying. He's the hope who can save the seven kingdoms from Donald Trump. By the way, I don't want to give anything away, but I'm just going to say this, that Game of Thrones is a very, very political show. I find it to be I love it because of the politics of it. I have the backstabbing, the treachery. There is a wall. The wall features heavily in the Game of Thrones. That's all I'm going to say. The wall keeps out the White Walkers. And the wall is a huge, huge part of the show. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give anything away, but the wall plays a big, big part of that show, which you didn't even realize until I brought it out to your attention, right?
I know. When you said that yesterday, I said, oh my, how have I watched this show? I've never missed an episode, and I never thought of that.
See, because I view everything through a political lens. Everything. I can't just watch something. I have to see the politics of it all the time. Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. That was fantastic. That montage.
That was tremendous.
It's amazing. Amazing. I really love that. We haven't played a crazy Chris Matthews cut in about 10 minutes, so why don't we do that now, shall we? Hardball panel, now that there still was collusion, and it was WikiLeaks. So going after Julian Assange, exactly what I said earlier in the show. Chris Matthews, very fired up over Julian Assange, cut three.
Congressman, I just want to take a minute to explain why I think there was collusion. And why I think these are only
you tell us, Chris. Wait, hang on a second. We have the Mueller report and now the Matthews report. Let's get the Matthews report of collusion.
Congressman, I just want to take a minute to explain why I think there was collusion and why I think these early reports from the Mueller report, which we hopefully will get confirmed next week, that the special counsel's operation believes that the Russian intelligence people manipulated Trump's campaign. And I believe here is the example of how they did it. They gave him dirt on Hillary. They sucked him in the way any intelligence operation would. Give him something, get him in the habit of using it, establish a means of working together, and all of a sudden you got a team. Now, whether that's collusion or not, it damn well is being manipulated by the Russians.
Here's what I want to know, and I've always wanted to know this, because we were watching this in the White House at the time. And it's not just that WikiLeaks is dumping out these emails. It's that there was a surprising correlation in what Trump was saying on the campaign trail and what was in those leaks. So in other words, Trump was talking a lot about Hillary being corrupt and the corruption in the Clinton Foundation and in her operation. You'll remember that. The WikiLeaks tended to focus on
her corruption. That
so
she was
the
corrupt.
The emails that were being
right.
released by WikiLeaks
showed she's corrupt.
Very closely what Trump was saying on the campaign trail.
But don't be upset about her corruption. Be upset that WikiLeaks exposed it. Funk Fishaholics says, Rich, you totally went past the young blood, old blood comment without a Nance Ferratu reference. Actually did it earlier, but you're right. And you know what? I don't want to deny you from hearing it. So in the Leslie Stahl interview at the very, very beginning, right. when she talks about the vampiric one.
You know, there were many people who thought, you know, her time is done. Maybe it's time for new blood, young blood. She is
blood, blood, new blood, young blood, new blood. She has that. I've got both. I've got both. I have an IV. It is a drip. I have plenty of young blood. That's why interns are missing. Yeah. That's why they go missing. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. Yes, Greg.
No, I was just going to say you did a whole bit on that earlier, which is podcast.
It's podcast. Yeah. But I do, you know, we got to make sure that the 5 o'clock audience doesn't miss anything. Yeah. I get it. It's very important for you to have a good drive home, all right? I'm not going to subject you to Chuck Todd and make you fall asleep on your commute.
I don't know why Chris Cuomo doesn't like me. I don't know. I don't know.
What am I doing with Chris Cuomo? I have no idea. I don't know the guy. I've met him once.
How bad is New York radio that that's bad. What they do on their morning show?
It's really bad.
God, New York, I mean, New York radio sucks now.
Yeah, we could dominate.
We should
I'm just saying.
I haven't signed anything yet. Bernie Sanders prepares to reveal his income. He's a millionaire. Yes, he's a millionaire. And he's prepared to produce his income. He was asked about his money, and he said quote, I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you can be a millionaire, too. That's what he said. You can be a millionaire just like me, just like Bernie. I wrote a best-selling book. It's a bet. The other one stunk. Wound up in the bargain bin, but the first one was gold, baby, gold. Dollar bills for Bernie. Dawn, you look beautiful in your sequin gown.
Thank you.
Where are you going tonight?
Going to the Mission Kids Gala.
Nice.
At the Fittler Club, the Ooh. New Fittler Club. So I'm very excited
Ooh.
To see what that's like.
I've heard the Fittler Club is really cool.
Yeah.
It's very exclusive.
Exclusive.
The Fittler Club.
So this is Mission Kids is really a child advocacy center. And it was started by a friend of mine, former prosecutor, DA of Montgomery County, and now judge, Risa Vetri Furman. So it's really about making sure that predators are put behind bars and the child abuse survivors get justice and get it quickly.
Nice.
So it's a great child nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit.
And you mentioned that thanks to David Yadgaroff, our market manager, that Entercom is the exclusive media sponsor.
Yeah, so I was telling David about this nonprofit, how he said, "Well, let's contact them and see if we can, you know, get Entercom, all the stations on Entercom, so we're airing promotions of this great nonprofit."
Very nice.
So thank you, David.
Thank you, Yat. And they bought a table, I understand, right?
Yes. And, I actually thought you guys were going. I thought they asked you, and either you were going or you couldn't go. But apparently.
So in order to go, you first have to be, what's the word? Invited. Which we weren't.
No, I mean, how insulted should we be?
When you were inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame, I was there. I went.
And they were there to the bitter end.
To the end.
It was like an 8-hour.
Greg was there. Greg went.
Thank you for that.
It lasted days. Days. I was going to eat my arm after a period of time. But so this is a big night, and they got a table, and I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. Greg's wearing his typical 1980s world rock concert t-shirt, but because we weren't invited, nobody told us about this event tonight.
I feel awful. I'm sorry.
I would have loved to have gone to the Fittler Club. Probably been my only chance to go there.
Yeah, they're not letting you in otherwise.
No, Rich. No, that was my chance, and I blew it.
Your one chance to go to the. But no. We're not upset with you, Dawn. It's just that, you know, you would think that if our company is buying us a table.
And we're the exclusive media sponsor.
Your two co-people.
I mean, we're like a family here on this show.
Every day.
You know, and then, what, this is no invite, so.
No.
It's a good thing I bought extra hate fish today, because I'm going to have to eat that on the way home. Cold hate fish. I'm sorry, Dawn. I would love to be there tonight for you.
Yeah.
I hope your family's going. Nope, they're not going either. You're going to be at this whole table by yourself. She's going to be a big table, and there's Dawn just sitting there.
No, my cousin, Karen Connor of Connor Communications, we're co-chairs.
Oh, nice.
She's actually the main chair. She asked me to do it. We love this group.
Are any of the Entercom corporate overlords going?
Apparently so. But they're lovely lords to me because they, you know.
To you, they are.
Because they're supportive of my charity.
The lovely lords who don't even think, well, maybe lovely Rich lords. And Greg would want to go and see. You know what I mean?
I just assumed you guys were like, nah, we have plans. It's Friday night.
Is David going to be there? Yeah. Is Yadgrom going to be there?
I don't know. I don't know his schedule.
I thought so.
I don't know. Hmm. Who knows? I don't know. I know this. Next Thursday is Chris Christie, and you're both invited, okay, as my guests.
You.
I want to make sure Dawn and Greg know.
you.
You two are my guests Thursday night for Chris Christie, okay?
That's very nice of you, Rich.
Yes.
Did you buy us a table?
I got a table. You're there, my guests, Governor Chris Christie, Thursday night. Tickets are still available. Go to 1210wphc.com/speaker-series and get your ticket. It's going to be a great night with the Gov. I'm going to ask him a lot of things, a lot about the Mueller report, a lot about the spying, the attorney general, the dope in Jersey who took over for him. No Jersey, that guy, Phil Murphy. I ask him about that. It's going to be a great night. So be there and don't miss it because it'll be me and Christy on stage. The guy could be president. I'm telling you right now, he could still be president. He's only 54 years old. He's a young guy. He's enormously talented, and you don't want to miss this chance, all right? So be there Thursday night. One of the things I'm going to ask him about is all this spying that took place, obviously. Elise Stefanik, who's actually, she's a Republican lawmaker who represents the Adirondacks, which is where my wife's family lives. It's where my wife grew up, in the Adirondacks. And Elise Stefanik, she is a Republican. She's on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. She introduced legislation this week that would require the FBI director to promptly inform Congress when investigations of candidates for federal office are undertaken by federal law enforcement or intelligence authorities. 2 years ago, when the FBI director James Comey finally notified Congress he'd opened up a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign the previous year, some members were deeply troubled. Not only was the FBI director not supposed to hide his counterintelligence work from a key group of congressional members who receive his briefings, he was supposed to notify them in particular about politically sensitive probes. He didn't do that. The legislation from Stefanik, a three-term representative from New York, addresses a loophole in current law that allowed Comey to unilaterally withhold the information from key congressional oversight bodies. In March of 2016, Comey admitted to Stefanik he did not follow the typical protocols or procedures regarding notifying Congress about the opening of a counterintelligence investigation, in part because he was not required to do so. This is from the Federalist, by the way. Pressed to explain why he waited 9 months to brief the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, he admitted he was supposed to provide quarterly updates, but he refused to do so regarding the Trump-Russia probe for the same reason many thought he should have done so. Quote, I think our decision was a matter of such sensitivity, we wouldn't want to include it in the quarterly briefings. Comey suggested in testimony that he did not make the decision to hide the information from Congress, placing the blame, and this is important now, on the head of our counterintelligence division, Bill Priestap. But Bill Priestap, the former assistant director of the FBI's counterintelligence division, told a joint congressional committee it was Comey himself who made the decision to hide the existence of the anti-Trump spy operation from Congress. Quote, Mr. Comey was involved in those notifications. I was not. I didn't instruct Mr. Comey, nor did I ever instruct him to do anything. When Representative Jim Jordan asked Priestap, point blank he asked him, who made the decision not to brief Congress in this particular instance? His answer, Mr. Comey. Think of the arrogance of James Comey for a second, that he would not even follow the law and notify Congress that he had opened up a counterintelligence investigation of a presidential candidate. Stefanik's legislation would formalize the requirement of quarterly updates on counterintelligence briefings. In addition, it would require the FBI director to promptly notify the committees if the agency was investigating any candidate for federal office, any candidate's campaign, or any individual known to be affiliated with a campaign. The Trump-Russia probe from the 2016 campaign touched off a massive scandal that included wiretaps of private citizens, weaponization of campaign-funded opposition research, the deployment of overseas intelligence assets against American citizens, and allegations that America's top law enforcement and intelligence officials were attempting a soft coup of the duly elected president of the United States. That probe, thanks to a strategic leak from the intelligence officials, then folded into special counsel Robert Mueller's sprawling two-year investigation. It resulted in zero charges related to collusion or conspiracy with Russia to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. Now, James Comey and his arrogance is a gigantic liar. But think about the fact that this guy thought he didn't have to answer to the legislative branch of government. He didn't have to answer to them. He didn't have to follow the law. And then he throws this other guy under the bus. The other guy says, I'm not having that. Oh, I see what you did there. The immigrant song.
Yes.
I love this song. Is this the Trent Reznor version or is this the original?
This is the original.
Original?
Yeah.
Trent Reznor has a good cover of this, though, I have to say. Yes. 855-839-1210. So now let's understand that the FBI director lied about electronic surveillance, all right? This is what he said, and I want you to notice his parsing of words here. Cut one.
With respect to Barr's comments, I really don't know what he's talking about when he talks about spying on the campaign. It's concerning because the FBI and the Department of Justice conduct court ordered electronic surveillance. I have never thought of that as spying. And the reason I'm interested to know what he means by that is if the Attorney General has come to the belief that that should be called spying, wow.
Yeah. Now, understand that the spying, they call it spying all the time in the media. All the time. All right? In the investigation that the House is trying to do to get to the bottom of this, and this is why it's so amazing to understand, Jim Jordan asked Priestap, he's the guy that Comey threw under the bus, what were you doing in this redacted country, in the redacted in this place in 2016? And he replied, I went to meet with a foreign partner, foreign government partner, in other words, probably British intelligence. Not exposing our British partners has been the Justice Department's justification for locking up secrets about the beginnings of the Trump investigation. The redactions try and fail to hide that Priestap met repeatedly with his British counterparts in 2016. So you remember that the earliest and most significant events cited as leading to the FBI's investigation of Team Trump took place in a certain redacted country in a certain redacted season in 2016. It was over breakfast on April 26th in London that the mysterious Maltese professor Joseph Mifsud told young Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton. 5 days later, on May 1st, Papadopoulos had drinks with Australian diplomat Alexander Downer in a London bar where he shared this piece of gossip. And of course, London is home to the author of the Trump dossier, Christopher Steele. Now, the big question, of course, that Jordan asked is with regards to when you were in London and you went to your second trip, what did it have to do there? And he said, I'm not at liberty to discuss that today. And then Jordan asked him another time, was your second trip there concerning Trump-Russia investigation? He said, sir, again, I'm not at liberty to go into the purpose of my second trip. Perhaps Priestap could have answered no without perjuring himself. He could have quickly put this matter to bed, but he says, I'm not at liberty, strongly suggesting that the Trump-Russia investigation was exactly what his second trip to London was about. So when they say spying did occur on the Trump campaign, the other part of his testimony was why an FBI asset in London named Stefan Halper reached out to Papadopoulos and to another Trump foreign policy advisor, Carter Page. So a lot of us are wondering now if this was a setup, I mean, a literal setup by the government to entrap Carter Page and the other guy, Papadopoulos. Was this a setup? Was this what they would call in law enforcement terms, entrapment. There's a lot to discuss regarding all this, but I think the key takeaway is that when the Attorney General said that there was spying, we know that they were trying, in fact, even going overseas, trying to find people who they could then say were foreign operatives to come back to American courts and then get FISA warrants. Because contrary to the Attorney General's statement, FISA judges don't order spying. The FBI requests it, and then they can either say yes or say no. But now it seems like this was entirely set up for the purposes of getting the FISA warrants to then spy on the Trump campaign. Hopefully, we will get to the bottom of this very, very soon. 855-839-1210 is the number, although we're out of time because it's Friday and it's almost the weekend. And we'll be at the Phillies game Tuesday. Woo-hoo! With my exclusive interview with Jim Kenney, the mayor of Philadelphia. Oh, boy. I asked him earlier today, I had an exclusive interview, Dawn, with the mayor. I asked him about the president's plan to send illegal immigrants to Philadelphia. And I said, I was trying to be very emotional. I said, Mr. Mayor, hi, Rich, WPHD. Mr. Mayor, what do you think of the president's idea to send women and children who are fleeing violence, fleeing violent countries and fleeing rape and murder, to send them here to your city of Philadelphia? Mr. Mayor, what do you say?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
So the mayor believes that that's what it would be like for them to come to Philly.
Philly.
So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hates this city.
Hates his own city. Hates
yep.
it.
Yep.
Well, we are rough as fans.
It's true.
He fears they'll be booed.
Yeah, probably safer in Guatemala or El Salvador, right? Probably safer.
Can't wait till the next week's exclusive interview with Rich and the mayor of Philadelphia.
From the ballpark.
Exactly.
Live from the ballpark, yeah, Dawn. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Tuesday's going to be a great show.
It'll be a lot of fun. And they have the big press conference over the fact that the monsters at MLB are bringing baseball players to Philadelphia. I'm not surprised. They treat them like they're less than human. So I'm not surprised they would do that. Are you?
Didn't you ask the mayor about that, Rich?
I did. I said, Mr. Mayor, any comments on the fact that Major League Baseball wants to bring baseball players in the All-Star Game here to your city of Philadelphia in 2026?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
See, that's anybody who wants to bring. I asked him, too, about, Mr. Mayor, do you know there's a school trip that they want to bring kids to the Franklin Institute to see your city and then spend the day walking around Philadelphia, taking in the sights and whatnot, Mr. Mayor?
Not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
It's just terrible.
Boy,
he's the worst spokesman for Philly ever. I mean, he's just so bad, Dawn.
Man.
The tourism people are probably not happy.
Jim Kenney, the director of Visit Philly. All right, Greg, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to B. Gibby. B. Gibby says, Rich, true fact, hate chicken is the number one recruiting tool for the Rich Zeoli Show. Once you refer to it, you have to explain how everyone has to listen from 3 to 6 p.m. The number two tool? Hate fish.
See that? Hashtag, the hate fish.
Hashtag who on Twitter.
Beautiful.
B. Gibby wins the weekend edition of Who Won Twitter.
We love the weekend edition.
We do. It's always a great edition.
Speaking of this weekend, I have some, I was thinking about inviting some family members from out of town, Dawn,
yes,
to see Philly, and then bring some children also to see Philadelphia. And I asked the mayor about that, what he thinks. And
not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human.
Yeah, see, Dawn, it's just shameful, shameful.
I mean,
come on.
Come on.
Zeoli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.